Chapter 7. A Good Trick. As the wind blew away more fog, Jack and Annie saw a bridge. It was made of thick wooden planks held together with iron bands. It stretched all the way from the edge of the cliff where they were standing to the iron gate.
"Come on, let's go," said Annie.
"Wait," said Jack. "What about the guards?"
The two guards in gold armor stood perfectly still. Their huge spears gleamed in the torchlight.
"I don't know," said Annie. "Read the second rhyme."
Jack looked in his notebook and read aloud.
"Four gifts you will need, the first from me, then a cup, a compass, and finally a key."
"The first gift is the Christmas night's cloak," said Annie.
"Yeah, I guess it's supposed to help us somehow," said Jack.
He unbuttoned the cloak from around his neck, then he held it out to get a good look at it.
"Maybe it can make us invisible," said Annie.
"That's nuts," said Jack.
"Seriously," she said.
"Cloaks sometimes do that in stories."
"Well, it didn't make me invisible, did it?" said Jack.
"Maybe you were wearing it wrong," said Annie. "Give it to me."
"Oh, brother," said Jack.
But he handed the cloak to Annie. It flapped in the wind as she pulled it around her shoulders.
"Can you see me?" she said.
"Yes, Annie," said Jack, rolling his eyes. "I can see you." Jack looked back at the gate.
"Even if we get past the guards, what then?" he wondered. "The other world swallowed up Camelot's best knights. King Arthur said it was filled with magic and monsters."
"Jack, look at me now."
Jack turned to Annie. She wasn't there.
"Where are you?"
he said, staring at the darkness.
"Cool, it works."
"Where are you?"
Jack said again, turning around.
"Here."
Jack felt a hand touch his face.
"Ah!"
he said, jumping back.
"It's me! I'm invisible! I pull a hood over my head. That's the trick."
Jack felt a chill run down his spine.
"Oh, man," he whispered.
"Watch, I'm going to take the hood off."
In a flash, Annie was back.
"It feels creepy to be invisible," she said.
Jack was speechless.
"The magic only happens when you wear the hood," said Annie. "Good trick, huh?"
Yeah, said Jack.
He shook his head.
"This is just too weird."
"Don't worry about it being weird. It's a great way to get past the guards," said Annie. "Plus, it's a way to hide in the other world. We don't know what we'll find there, right?"
"Yeah, right," said Jack. "Okay."
"Good," said Annie. "Now stand beside me and don't move."